Blog Talk Radio.
Cigar. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Go slide when we ride up. Then saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I was made in Chicago. I got paid in Chicago. Out of town getting countin' perfusions of mouth, and it's back to Chicago. been to Perry, LA, NY, the A to me, they all great. But they not like Chicago. When them Texas boy wedding, niggas turn into bitches like Chicago. Mellow Mahalo. Pay hits, them hitters, it be at your address to see you tomorrow. Flexin', cutting up, they calling me Zara. She got some explaining to do, your boo calling me Frankie Ricardo. I be free on shorty, all I need is more weed, I get money like Marlo. My name is Louis, but they call me Tony, the god of Chicago. Got drillers for hitters, some real cool ass niggas that ride just like Tyro. Be away, ain't no almost, to live and die in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow. I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow. I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago. They say you can make it anywhere if you make it in Chicago.
Alright.
So don't take offense when I speak about murders and bitches, etc. I'm just speaking Chicago. The media people just eat it up, but really we want Chicago. Niggas be frontin', they moon on, they can't even come to Chicago. And they from Chicago. Murder capital of America, no murder rate like Chicago. My city influenced my country, can't get away from Chicago. They ask me, Lou, are you gon' leave? No, I'm gon' stay in Chicago. I'm the heart of Chicago. I go hard for Chicago. Get pop in my city, get popped in my city, Tupac of Chicago. But I'm still alive though. Turn a white pyro. Don't you come to Chicago. You get lost in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Go slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, Friday, baby, you can satisfy.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing tonight? I want to thank y'all for joining me for another Friday night show of the Big Eddie Real Discussion Talk Show. This is a Clocked Off production. I also want to give a shout out to Motor City Mafia, Young Money, and Westside Racing at home. And also, I want to give a shout out to one of our partners in crime, Team Bodie, down there in California. So, with that being said, we're going to try to get this here show started. You know, it's been kind of crazy. It's been a crazy week. So, I'm not going to harp on nothing. I'm not going to try to pinpoint nothing. We just going to come on here and get something started. But I do want to say that some of the things I've seen happen in the last couple of weeks, I hope it come to an end, because it definitely ain't good for our society. It ain't good for what we're trying to do. We definitely don't need the racism. And we definitely don't need the confrontation. Neither one of them had nothing to do with our racist society. Although we know anytime you're in competition, temper's going to flare. Things might get out of hand. But sometimes if you think about things, as they say, think before you speak. Think things through before you make actions, because sometimes it don't end so well. So,
you don't need nothing
there? No, I'm good. So I'm just want to hope that everybody, you know, took heed to everything that went down lately, and also want to set things in the right direction. So, that being said, anytime anybody want to come in and talk, raise a hand. We can try to get some started here. All right, brother Unknown.
How you doing, Big Eddie? Oh, pretty good, right, Big Eddie. You know, I've been around, man. I've been around, and I watch a lot of things closely. You know, I watch all the generations. I listen to everybody talk. And I listen to everybody feeling, the way they feel. And, I mean, I've been through a lot of things in my life, too. So I would never sit here and say anything that I haven't been through. You know, you'd be surprised at things that, you know, we go through in life, you know, growing up. And so I look at all the people that were before me. So that's how I'm looking at the situation now. You know, when I was 20 years old and the people was 50 and 60 years old, you know, they was living their life and they already been through their 20s and all that. Now they done got to a certain age, and that's how generations run. And so what happened, you know, me and you, you know, over 50 or 60 or whatever, you know, we looking at these youngsters growing up. They playing their situation right now, you know. And the reason why they're playing this situation, because a lot of us started doing what we was doing, and since we was doing what we was doing, we didn't pay a whole lot of attention to what was going on at home. So it was a lot of things going on at home that we didn't see. And what we didn't see is that all these electronics and all this, we didn't pay no attention to it. All we were doing, buying them. So they got on that. And so after we got to the age that we got to now, it's their time now. And their time is mostly electronics. You know, we picked up a lot of this with them youngsters. What they're doing, just touching a button and going out, and you can look at all the things on TV also, 10 or 15 or 20 years ago, things started changing. You know, when they was looking at Janet Jackson, you know, getting on a show, and oh, she's showing a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And when we was growing up, the old people might have slapped you upside your head if you, you know, something came on like that, you were watching that. Oh, somebody might have slapped her upside her head back then when that happened. But now, that don't nothing happen when that happened. Everybody laughs. A lot of people agree to it. And some people say, oh, man, that's just stuck out there too far. But you got to understand that as the generations go, things change. And so that's what's going to happen. And we just don't keep up with things until they get on our doorstep. We see things after they get more closer to us. It's just like if you look at some of them senators and congressmen, they went out here and married some of those ladies in different countries and different this and that. And now they get them, they got stores and all that. They're getting stuck up. And once they get stuck up, now they're feeling the pinch because it's hitting their doorstep. But when we was out there getting beat and getting locked up and all, see, they don't see none of all that. Same with the drug world and all that. You know, as long as we was using it, nobody paid attention to it. Now their kids stepping out the door and is beating their brains out. Now they're looking.
That's right.
But, you know, I'm going to stop in a minute. But me, I seen all this stuff a long time ago. If you ever heard me talking about the block wall, the block wall been coming a long time ago. Everybody going to run into that block wall if they don't make a change. You know, the same thing, they don't try to find a cure for nothing. All they do is contain everything. You know, you look at counseling, all that stuff, been out here for years. They don't find a cure for that stuff. They spend more money in trying to contain it because there's more money in containing it. You know, the more drugs they sell, the more money they're going to get.
More money. That's right.
Yeah, so that's the same thing with this COVID-19. They ain't looking for no cure or where it came from. But somebody like me, I sat back the whole time and say, what is wrong with these people? Why ain't they finding a cure for this? Then I look at, they come out and say, well, after 6 months, you might have to get another shot. You know, only thing they're looking at, something to contain something, and they're looking at that chain going around and more money. They're not looking for a cure for anything. You know, they don't care what cure you. They're not worrying about that. They're not thinking about that. You got to realize we're not making fentanyl to put in drugs. Where did that stuff come from? Labs and all that kind of stuff. That's what these people do, man. They're all about the dollar. They don't care if it kill you, knock in the head today. All the time when they worry about something, when they get in their house and get and start messing with their kids or with their buddies, man, it's a problem. So, Eddie, I'm going to stop for a minute, but I will come back on. I just want to get some of that in.
All right, unknown. Thank you, man. Peter Boy.
Unknown, that was a beautiful point. What's happening?
Yes, how you doing?
Hello, Peter Boy.
Nothing much. I like the way Eddie said, Unknown said that. Because I remember back in the day, they wouldn't say bitch or none of that shit on TV. Now, goddamn, that's a major word.
That's it.
I swear. Yeah, man.
But, you know, in reality, we got to think for ourselves a little bit, too. We got to ask ourselves, where is this going at? And then, you know, some of your buddies, oh, that's all right with. Y'all can do that with each other. But the majority of the people, when you go around calling them hard names like that, to me, that's a hard name. When you go around doing that sometime, you know, some of us ain't going to take that. You know, because I grew up in the bars and clubs, right? In the bars and clubs that I grew up in, if you call somebody that, you already know it's a fist fight or a knife showing or, you know, some people going to pull a gun out and use it. You know, when I came up, you know. But I understand the young guys and I understand the old guys. Like I said, the generation has changed. And, you know, it just, you know, been there and nobody really paid attention to it because it wasn't too much in their household. If it was, they went out and done it. Then when you realize it, now it's in your house. Now you're trying to do something about it. And it's too late.
Well,
so
unknown.
What you got to do?
Unknown.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Listen, there's a lot of things. Listen, this is the whole problem about everything in the world. Like, first of all, we got this gay stuff that then opened the door and it's out in public, and now people think that's fine and dandy. Two, we done lost respect for one another. Ain't nobody got no respect from nobody, and everybody got an attitude. So that's what half of the issue going on in the world right now. The attitudes and the less respect. So that's where all our problems at.
Yeah, it's a low tolerance right now. You see, people get stressed out real easy.
Right.
Even your own kids.
Right.
You start telling them something, they can't take it. You're stressed out, you know. And they get real mad real fast,
right.
Everybody. You can't talk to nobody.
See, they used to beat our ass and knock the attitude out of us. Now, we can't beat their ass because they got laws now.
That's what stopped it too. That's what stopped it too.
Right.
You know.
That's what.
So
listen,
you can't go out
here. Whenever you was able to stop, listen. Whenever you stop being able to whoop your kids, you stop making kids respect grown up. All the respect left after the ass whoopers left. So now everybody think they can voice their opinion and do what they do and be disrespectful. That's how that kicked in.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go out here and I'm not going to blame you and I'm not going to go out here and blame the young people. All I'm going to do is sit here and tell us that it's not the right way to go about life because it's creating a big problem. What it's doing is taking us out of here very slowly. Bloodshed. Every day, every time you listen, it's bloodshed somewhere. And where it's coming from? It's coming from stuff that we're not taking enough time to, you know, stop from creating a problem. See, that's a problem. You know, anytime you come out here with something going on, that's going to cause bloodshed. You already know it's going to cause bloodshed. So, you know, you keep doing things going to cause bloodshed, then what's going to happen? It's going to get uncontrollable. And sooner or later, it's going to hit your loved ones, and it's going to hit in your house. And that's the only time when you feel a pinch. But what I'm trying to say, we got to stop this before it hits your house because it's coming there too. If you keep going, it's going to be on your doorstep, and it's going to be somebody you really love or something you really love. So, you know, it's up to you. You can either stop or you can keep going, but it's coming to you too.
All right, 773-4387, who we got?
Yeah, just listening, lady. Just listening. Just listening.
All right.
Only thing I'm thinking that I want to say, you think that the people on the street race and the people that at the track race, do you think that, you know, now everybody know that when people left the streets, they went to the track because they went to another level. They changed their mind about acting a fool out there and dealing with the streets. Do you actually think that it's gonna be, you're gonna be able to get along with street races and people at the track? Is that really gonna work out that you're gonna be able to mingle in with street racers and people that willing to go to the track and pay their money to race down the track and try to, you know, have performance cars? And then you got these guys that got these cars that they don't bought off the showroom floor or whatever, and I just think it's two different type of people. And I don't think they're going to mix together.
Eddie, please let me say something. Because I can't take a lot
hold on, Jeremy. Let me say something right quick to this. Get this
okay,
phone number here. 773-2222. I'm opening your mic. You had some background noise. I'm opening you back up.
Yeah,
still got background noise. What's going on? You got background noise. Jeremiah finna
what
talk.
About that? Okay.
Just meet your mic for it. All right.
Okay.
Eddie, I can't take a lot of nonsense. And I keep hearing a lot of guys get on this show, and I don't want to point nobody out, but they keep talking about the guys who basically, you know, buying their Hellcats, buying their Chargers, buying their track off, all the rest of this. Those guys are not the problem. Guess what?
No, sir.
We get outside. Let me say this, Eddie. We get outside every single Sunday, and we race. There's no fight. There's no shooting. Ain't no crazy stipulations. Only stipulation is we go off the light. You move before the light, you lose. You don't hear nothing about, man, let me get the break from the back. Man, you got 4 seconds to lead. Man, you got to clear me. Man, you get the back tight. It ain't none of that, man. So what I want us to stop doing is I want us to stop putting an age bracket or the new school versus the old school, because the problem is we got a lot of old fools out here. It's not the younger generation. We out here racing. Every single weekend,
to say everything you said, Jeremiah. I was about to say everything you said.
So we steadily saying that. Hey, Eddie will tell you, man, I throw an event called AO28. And I think I was talking to Eddie earlier today about this. I say, Eddie, man, listen, I threw an event. You had Big Drag come out. You had some guys that Big Drag brought with them. that hadn't been to a street race in 30 years, man. And they talked about that race for almost 2 weeks straight about how nice the race was. There was no arguing. There was no fighting. Guess what? It was not a lot of us there. It was not a lot of those, that older crowd that used to street race. It might have been about 10 to 15. I told Big Eddie, Eddie, you ain't got to walk around, man. I'm going to put you where you can park and watch and bet not nobody step in front of your car. Did I not tell you that, Eddie?
Yeah, you told me that.
And guess what? It wasn't a fight out there. It wasn't an argument. Nobody talked about nobody's mama, dead dog, dead homie. None of that, man. We got out there and we raced. And we raced all night long until the race was over. So the problem is not the younger generation that buy these cars. Because, look, if you got enough money to finance your car or got enough heart to steal your car, I don't care how you got it. You're engaging. They're not the problem, man. So I'm not going to allow the older generation to keep putting it on these young guys like they the problem. The problem is the older guys trying to intermingle and get back into your glory days with these younger boys, but you coming with all your rules. They don't go by your rules, man. That's it. So when you come to race these younger guys, you got to understand they're not going to play if you jump me, but I come chase you. That's the race. They not playing like that. If you go off the light, you moving for the light, you lose. That's the race. If you can't race like that, go back to the retirement home, sit down and sit on the sidelines and watch. Period. I'm not gonna
tell you. That's
understandable. We didn't all race like that, Jeremiah. I never raced that race. I seen it, but I never raced that. I never did like that.
Yeah. But I keep hearing a lot of guys talk about this new school, and this new school ain't the problem. Because this new school is actually bringing action right now. It's the old school bringing the problems to the street, not the new school.
It's individual. It's not, I'm not going to put it on old school or new school. It's just the bottom line is individual, you know, and that's
it's that circle.
There's a circle out here that thinking they make all the laws and they're going to stand on theirs and, you know, and then if you ain't in it with the in crowd, then you don't get accepted well and you go through the difference causes confusion.
Yep.
You right, Eddie. You right. Good report. Good report.
You know, racing.
It's just, okay.
Racing is trash talking, period. You got to understand that. But it's a level that you go to. It's trash talking, period.
Right.
So once you go past a certain level, then it's personal. Trash talking, period. I've been around some trash talking guys, and it's a certain level for everything. You know, once you go past that, then it's personal. Then you're looking for something more than racing. That's how I look at it. It's a way to do everything.
I believe that.
Trash talking, period, any kind of way you look at it. People talk trash every day. You know, especially with that type of thing.
Nope.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, Eddie, you hear me?
Yeah, hey, come on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, man, back in the day, we raced the way we raced. Mm-hmm. We jumped, you know, two cars move, it's a race. I think a lot of these, I would say the younger generation, they see a lot of this stuff on TV with the flashlights and all that other stuff, and that's how that came about. They just didn't pop up with it in their head. You know, you got middle-aged guys.
That might be where they saw it, but I saw it way back in the day where you had the arm drop and the flashlight also. It seemed like it was somewhere in the 80s that people started playing the jumping game. We used to always have a starter, you know. So when the jumper game came along, I never jumped into that. I just watched that. I ain't play no jumping game because I felt like this here. If I figure I can give you the break, I'm going to just give it to you. If I don't feel like giving you a break, I'm going to run your head up. But we have to have a starter. I won't be sitting out there putting that extra torch on my car, jumping back and forth, holding up traffic. All of a sudden, the police, it was too hard to race in the first place because the police come run your way. So when you pulled off out that gas station, wherever you was parked at, and you went down there to get it on, you better have got it on. And you're going to be running all over Chicago trying to get it on all night, you know.
Now,
I didn't believe in that jumping game, man, but, you know, to each his own.
Now, Big Eddie, I got a question for you. How much quicker does a race get off when there's a light involved, two cars move, it's a race, or jump before the light, you
way
lose the whole
quicker.
Car? Way
the
quicker. Man, we ain't got
it's way quicker.
Way quicker.
And it's less, and
yeah,
it's less,
I agree.
You know,
drama.
Wear on your car.
Yeah. Hey, my man Terrio, when he raced that Camaro the other night, that man jumped three times before the race got off.
Well, actually, more than that, because remember they had to split it up. He had jumped it a couple of times every time they got up there. They had to split it up. They had to lead twice and come back.
Yeah.
So, actually, more than that. And look how long it took to get that race off. But, hey, man, if they like it, I love it. I just don't want to be a part of it.
Me neither. And I happen to like what the Hill Boys are doing right now because the Hill Boys are really bringing the most action to the streets right now. And I just personally, for one, like what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because they taking these new up-to-date cars and they making them work, man. I respect what they doing. And Eddie, they out there not one Sunday out the month. They out there every Sunday. All the young generations out there every Sunday. If the old heads want to see some street racing every Sunday, they in Mexico getting it in.
I like the Mexicans. I always hang out.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know, as, you know, us guys done got up in the 50s and 60s and 70s, you know, we had our time, too. You got to realize that. When we went to school and got out of school and stuff, we did our thing, too. And now, you know, they're out there doing their thing. And if you can't fit in, sometimes you're going to have to back up. And then sometimes if you see something else not working, that's how I look at it. Then you jump in there and tell them, man, won't y'all try to do this a different way right here because it ain't right. And you hope, it, you know, somebody listen because you see something other that's going to spare it up. And when things speed up and, you know, the population grow, a lot of things change then. So you got to understand, and they got to understand, sometimes you be saying things to help them, but then sometimes they got their way of doing things. And they figure, saying, well, damn, your old ass. I mean, you behind time. You know what I mean? So if you see it.
But
listen
to
what I'm saying. Let me finish. When they feel that sometimes they feel that your old ass behind time and you see that they're thinking that way, you got to back up and let them say, well, look, I'm going to let you all learn the hard way. You can't keep on fighting against them because you're not going to win, you know? Because the reason why you're not going to win, because their head jumped time real quick. You know, you got some patience somewhere, and they might lose patience real quick, and there's no return. Then you become just another statistic to them. Okay, you can go ahead.
Okay, listen, though, man. You did the same thing in your time and the same thing I did in our time.
Yep.
Everybody, it's the same. Everything is the exact same. It's just different attitudes in the program now. We all have done the exact same thing. Ain't nothing changed.
Yep.
It's just different people and different attitudes. That's it. We street race, they street race. They got their own type of way of street racing. We got our own type of street racing. Ain't no right or wrong. There's never a right or wrong in the subject. It's that they just do shit different from us. We done slowed down, and it looked like they done speeded up. But the momentum hasn't left. You know, we stopped street racing because
like
the police got bad on us, and plus we got old. Right.
Hey, it's just like a relationship with your boy. You got to adapt. You know what I'm saying? You gotta, you know, work things through with each other, you know? Because you can't
Well, look at this.
Right.
You can't demand.
I was just saying, you can't demand for them to
do everything you want them to do. You know, you want them to do what you do. You gotta do some of the things they want to do too. Y'all compromise. You know, you can't just demand.
Okay,
well,
now let me explain. Okay.
First of all, hold on. I'm out here with these people. I'm out here with these people every day. First of all, the street outlaw people to mess our whole race game up. Street outlaw really confused these kids. That's number one. That's why it's hard to make them listen to us, because they've seen it on TV and they learn from TV, and that makes their rules. TV did it like this. TV did it like that. So that voided our rule out. You know, they say if you move before like you lose and all that dumb shit.
Preach, I don't agree with that, because check it out. A lot of the young guys in this new up-and-coming generation, they old men or they big brothers was racing out there with you all. That's like Tyreek, right? That's 40-son, man. Everybody know 40, God rest his soul. Man, that's 40-son, bro. Tyreek ain't new to drag racing. Tyreek been around drag racing since he was in Pampa. He been around street racing.
Okay, I want you to hear this. You are new jack to street racing. Our drag racing thing was like this. When two cars move, the race is on. Ain't no red light. If we race off the light, it ain't that you move before the light, you lose. And when two cars broke a tire, the race was on.
Right.
That's it. That's all.
It's called evolution.
The hucking and bucking we do, listen to me.
Evolution.
That's why I'm telling you, street outlaw. No, it ain't no evolution. No, it's not. Street outlaw fucked the game up. Now, let me explain to you what's going on with street outlaw right now. JJ the boss is bringing it back to our terms, and street outlaw trying to adapt. And it's hard for them to try to figure it out.
Hey, Preach, I got a question for you.
That's
real
why
quick.
They have so much problems.
Where do you race your car to on the average? Do you race it to the eighth or out the back door? Okay, what do you race it to on average? To the eighth or out the back door?
On average, out the back door.
You race it on average out the back door. The average person that you want to race now, where are they trying to?
I just started this 8 miles.
Okay. Now,
and the
average
person. Let me explain to you why. Go ahead.
I was just gonna ask because the average person that you race, they want to take it to the eighth. Now, some people could say that the eighth of mile started in the country because their track was shorter than our track, so they took it to the eighth of mile, right? And some
say
that's
but it's
the reason
wear and tear on the car.
Okay, so watch this though.
It's the wear and tear on the car.
Well, that's what I say too, but now watch this. It's equal wear and tear on the car trying to get the maximum amount of power from a dry stop to 600 and some odd feet. That's more wear and tear on the car than going out the back door. Or going out the
not
back door.
Not necessarily, and it's safer.
Well,
yeah,
both sides.
This is what I want to explain to you. Hold on. For all y'all, I want y'all to understand this. The reason they race to eight is because the cars are getting faster, and if you go the farther distance, the more speed you're going to pick up, the more dangerous it gets. So that's why they shorten it up for the pro mod, the dragsters, and everything. Everything has shortened the quarter up for safety reasons.
Hey, how y'all doing? Good evening, everybody. This old
dog.
Whether y'all like it or not. Preacher boy done hit it on the head a little bit harder than y'all done hit it on the head, with one exception. He right about that street outlaw did fuck all this shit up. But one thing that everybody missing, ain't nobody wrong, Jeremiah. Ain't none of y'all wrong. The thing is, about the rules. It ain't the old. It ain't the old and the young. It's whoever winning. Whoever winning gonna make the rules. Just go back. Just check it out. Whoever winning gonna make the rules. I don't give a damn. They old or young.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that, dog.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, dog.
The average man. The average man that
wins.
The first thing they holler. The average man when they go for a race. When I beat you the last time, you got to do what I said to. And that's almost about right. Whoever winning is gonna make the rules.
Yep. Explain to him about the eighth of a mile like I just did.
Eighth of a mile, you 100% right. The eighth of a mile is because they went to the smaller tires. They went to the smaller tires and they was going real fast and they was trying to make it a little safer. Preacher Boy,
now watch this, dog.
Preacher Boy, you on point tonight, Preacher Boy. You on point.
Now watch this, dog. I didn't finish my thought with that, dog. I was going to say to him, when I spoke of evolution, now, down south, was going to the eight. Up north, we always went out the back door. But through listening to individuals such as Dog and now Preacher Boy and different things, hey, it's less wear and tear, cars are going faster, make more sense to go to the eight. We evolved, and now everybody's setting up to go to the eighth of mile. I'm saying it's the same thing with the younger generation and this generation. It's evolution. Okay, so instead of playing the huck and buck game, we watched Terrio with that junk. I mean, with his car the other night, with Preacher Boy. I mean, with James and them, we watched him huck and buck 3-4 times, made his converter hot. Then he got out there and he got whooped by that new school car. Then we watched him huck and buck.
But that was his car. He did that too.
Right, but listen to what I'm saying. Had it just been a situation where, look, we gonna go off the flashlight. I'ma flash you. Give me a thumbs up. You give me a thumbs up. I'm going to bang this light. Y'all cut up out of that. Right? You move the light,
tech
you lose
behind
the whole
that. This is what I'm trying to explain to you. Oh, there's a tech behind that. If you move before the light, y'all going to stay low. Then you got a better, you got a bigger argument. But if two cars break and run, the race is. In our world, when two cars move, it's a race. No matter what.
Yeah.
But that ain't the way y'all work it out. Y'all newcomers is built with a tech. Y'all got tech behind y'all races. So to cut the tech out, you do it that way. If y'all knew anything about drag racing,
I just wanted to tell Jeremiah that. The only thing Preacher Boy was trying to tell you back in the days when we did use the light drop arms, if a person went left first and you followed, it was a race, and that's the way we did.
Exactly, right,
he,
right.
He don't like
right.
And that's
but
the
now,
way I do
right,
it.
Right, right, right. Begin it. But now, Preacher Boy, he got to realize too the new stage, the new game too that everybody doing too though. You can stiff your race how you want it. If you want to stiff, you lose. If you jump the light, you can't stiff that though. So that's the new age.
That's
you got
right.
to adjust to. You got to adjust to.
You looking for a stiff in your race though? See, listen.
Well,
stiff, this is the thing about
stiff,
us.
Stiffs are the new.
Hold
stiffs
hold
are the new age though, Preacher Boy. The stiffs are the new
this
age.
This is the new age. That's what now. That's what I'm trying to explain to him. See, listen. When you huck and buck, when we used to race and we huck and buck, it was a guess game. This is what we try to do. We try to anticipate when you huck it and buck it or catch your ass on the upstroke or the downstroke.
Me and Tony Bynes, everybody know Tony Bynes. Me and Tony Bynes went out there one day. We jumped the dam at least 30 times before we even raced. Because like I said, if you jump and I don't move, you got to back up and keep doing it. I mean, that was part of our game.
Right.
I was part of our game.
This is how you learn to be a good drag racer. Hold on, I want y'all to hear this. This is how you know you fucking with a good drag racer. You got a person that's hucking and bucking. All he got to do is read you. He catch you hucking when you buck and you go down, and just when you let up, he come behind your ass, the race is on. It ain't no I stop and all that other shit. You should have kept going.
Now that was a fight. Cause see what happened is we'll go long as the man did stop and started backing up. If you took off and went on by him, that wasn't no race the way we used to do it.
Get up, you can't go. You can't go if he backing up. But if he huck and like, who take off behind him? It's time to get back in it. He just got to go. at his own game.
But we need to get off the old and the new, because there's no such thing as the old guys and the new guys. Ain't nobody
right.
out there. Don't care if they old
right.
or if they new
drag,
or the young guys. I mean, the young
that's
guys
right,
don't care. To be honest with you, all right, preacher, well, hold on. If be, I don't care if you're old or young. The young guys going to want to have it their way. The old guys going to want to have it their way, too. Somebody said it earlier. They just got to compromise between the two of them. And no such thing as the old and the new way. It's just a way of whoever compromised and who got the best mouthpiece. That's all that is.
Yeah, 100% right. Now, another thing with these young guys don't understand, they don't understand the word break. When they ask you for the break, they think they're supposed to take off and be long gone before you move. We can cut the break because you can't even tell. If two cars raised up together, you still had the break. Because that means I had to cut it perfectly to be on time. A lot of people don't understand that part. The newcomers don't. They don't even know about 60 foot. You can have a slow 60 foot and a person with a good 60 foot or make it look like you never moved. They don't understand all of these different scenarios when it comes to drag racing.
Well, can somebody let Leon know, because I thought I heard his voice. Somebody let Leon know I saw your video and I will see you in Memphis, sir.
Jeremiah, when you stopping back by the bank, man?
Oh, actually, the funny thing is I went by the other day.
Oh, shit.
You had a ski mask on? You had a ski
mask on
when you went by the bank?
No, they didn't.
I was waiting on him to throw me that bag.
That's it. If he didn't have a ski mask on, he didn't make a withdrawal.
He come out. Oh, he made a withdrawal because he come out there high stepping.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that was the day I was going.
Man, them boys after Vaughn, man. I don't know why they after my boy Vaughn. They after my boy Vaughn. Ah, man, that's all.
Well, Vaughn, listen to me.
Race car Vaughn.
This is me talking. Race car Vaughn is making a name for himself. So what he doing is he got a big spoon. And he's stirring up the whole pot.
Yes, sir.
So he got plenty of action because he's pissing everybody off. And so he has no reason not to say he can't race. He might not win, but he can't say he can't race. Because everybody had his ass like a bag of bumblebees. He's going to get done, and he's going to sting some of them. He's going to win some, he's going to lose some.
Yeah.
But he got plenty of action.
I want to get one more chance. I won't get one more chance, and I'm done for the night. And this is my last chance, you know, here for the night if I don't get no more. But I want to say this. There is a difference between the olders and the younger guys. The younger guys, just like the time that we was young, we would take more chances than the older guys that were older than us then. Now the younger guys that's under us, they will take more chances than we will. Just like a lot of things that we will sit back and watch and let it unfold, the younger guys are just going to jump right on out there and going to do their thing. You understand what I'm saying? That is like money one time before when I was growing up. I could get it just so quick. And now the money I get my hand on right now, I'm going to squeeze it a little more because it's not out there like it was when I was young.
That's going back to
That's
being
what
young,
I'm telling
dumb,
you. That's why it's a difference. That's why I was different. That's why I was different.
It's not a difference. It's not a difference.
Okay.
We just got more sense than they got. It ain't no different. As they get older, they're going to get wiser. We didn't give a fuck when we was young. They don't give a fuck because they're young. It's the same shit. It's not no different. We did it, they did it. As you get older, you get smarter. If you don't, you're just a dumb ass.
Well, I'm just telling you, different right now from your age
life.
To the younger
we
guys.
We value life more.
Okay.
Listen, we
okay.
value life more than now
okay.
than they are.
Okay.
They're young, so they think they're invincible. We older, so we value our life standards longer. We don't want to go to jail. We don't want to be in an accident. We don't want to get hurt. They feel if something happens, they're going to recover quicker than we are, and they're going to go on with their life.
We're saying the same thing.
But it's not
a different way,
man.
Yes, it is.
This is life. It's like every year is your birthday. You know what's coming. They know the same thing, but they do shit. As a kid, you're a kid. As a teenager, you're a teenager. As a young adult, you're a young adult. When you get old, you're an old motherfucker. You're going to sit your ass down and try to value life. That's it.
That's true.
I'm an old
motherfucker.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm 51 years old.
Like
I'm an old motherfucker to me. And all old motherfuckers that
I'm an old motherfucker.
Tell me I'm a kid. You got to understand, this is what goes on. I can't remember your name, but listen, this is the way this works.
Unknown. I'm 20 years older than you are.
I'm glad. Now, I'm going to explain to you like this. Last night, Bond said, I'm an old guy. I'm 41. He's old to 31. He's young to 51. 61, I'm young to 61. You understand? So, nothing's going to stop. Everybody's going to be a teenager under somebody that's older than them. A kid to a person that's older than them 10 years or better, 20 years. I'm a kid to you, unknown, but I'm an old motherfucker to a 40-year-old. So you got to understand, it's called life, and it keeps moving. It's going in circles. It keeps shit is always going to be the same, but it's moving. It's never a standstill.
It's a difference because I'll listen at you, but then you won't listen at me, so that's the difference. I know how to sit back and listen at you. I don't got to that point where I'll sit back and listen at you long as you will talk, but you won't listen at me long as I will talk. You won't even let me have time to get finished what I have to say. And what I'm trying to tell you is there is a difference regardless of whatever you say. Because like I said, I've been married. I've been through the jails. I've been through the fights, the cuts, the knives, the guns. So it's a difference because I will listen to somebody. So I will understand that I had a chance in life. See, some of us don't understand we get chances in life to come here and be a witness for somebody. I'm being a witness for the younger people. You understand what I'm saying? Because they're not understanding right now. And then I understand for some of them won't give me a chance to talk to them. So I back up and let them get a sting. I'm going to let you go ahead. I'm out of here.
Hey, unknown, you got a point. Hold up, unknown, you got a point. But it ain't that some of the younger guys, and I'm gonna say younger guys like this. If you don't have no status, or they don't know who he is, they don't want to listen to you. Period, because they don't know who he is in a way. But just like I'm gonna show you an example of what I mean by it. It ain't the old, it ain't the new. It's just who winning, it's who winning or who got the biggest nut. I'm gonna use skin for example. Let me finish. Skin is an old head, but he got his reason just like a young head. But he can make the rules and he can break them. If Skin make a rule and somebody don't like it, and if Skin got the nut, he say, okay, I don't give a damn. I'm gonna go and try him anyway, and he go ahead and try him. But whoever winning normally gonna make the rules and people follow them. And they follow.
Okay, let me defend that. Let me say something again. Since y'all directing stuff at me, give me another minute here. Okay, just like if you go out there and get drunk every day, and then you get too drunk, then who you going to say in the morning time, God, if you let me go this time, I'm not going to do it again. That's just like I'm sitting on here saying this, or any of y'all could be saying this. Soon as you go out there and get your ass shot, cut, or scun up, the first thing going to reflect in your mind what you heard a while ago. And then you know why? Because you got another chance. So what I'm saying, if somebody put it out there to you and you get scun up or something happen on your doorstep, first thing going to say, oh, God, if you give me another chance, man, I'm going to get away from that. If it get that close to you. So that's why it's always good for some of us to be a man and come out here and be a witness and stand up. And if you still been around here and been through everything, jailhouses, and all them ballroom fights and all that type of stuff like that, and you learned something and still survived all that car races. I raced every day one time too. You know, I did all that. So you get a chance to go through the jails. I've been there too. If you get a chance, you know, like I said, to go through a whole lot of this stuff and live through it. I've been blind. I've been crippled. I got all this stuff I done been through. I'm 76. I don't have my ass from every end to the other end. Okay. Well, one day you going to go to sleep, and it might not be this way. I'm going to get up off here. I'm out.
I'm out.
Don't do that.
I'm not hard-headed. I'm not on here. I'm gone.
Can't nobody tell you get off the show. I know. Can't nobody tell you get off the show but me.
But you know
and
something, Big Eddie?
So
you know why? You know why I go, Eddie? Because everybody going to get to this day if they live long enough. So go ahead.
You just said you had been through all this and stuff. So if you know if you got a joker like that coming in with that stuff, you just ignore it and keep on pushing.
But you know something, I make my words perfect when I say them. I make them perfect when I say them. So if I get cut off, then hey, look, I got a point across there. So go. Whoever want
to
get in there,
go like you can't get cut off. It's like Big Eddie. Unless Big Eddie cut you off. You can't get cut off unless Big Eddie cut you off.
Hey, dog. It's time for his bed. It's bedtime, man. We finna get handle
yeah.
the show, man. We finna handle the show, man.
Yeah. Well, I look at the same thing when the preacher come on there. Don't nobody want to hear what the preacher got to say. Don't nobody want to hear what the preacher got to say. You know what I mean? They don't want to hear that. It's because it's good stuff.
So what I'm saying to you, Kimo, what the man trying to tell you is this here. Me and you don't listen to what he's saying. He ain't saying nothing wrong. No, I know you not. So what I'm saying to you is this here. He telling us the absolutely truth, but the thing is about it, young motherfuckers like me and you, we don't want to hear that shit. We don't want to hear
all.
That dumb shit.
Hey, baby, come here. Ask you this, baby. Hey, baby.
I'm still in it, motherfucker.
Man.
I'm still in it.
Shut the fuck up, you babbling ass idiot.
kick him out of Camp 18 because P better to diss him, which
Kimo, I don't know nothing about that, but somebody just sent me a text and they kicked him out because he kept getting drunk.
Oh, man.
Oh, goddamn.
Not the alcoholic.
Chuck was being nice, and he kind of let a fish fall on the side of the pot and fry. Well, I did like Abraham. I picked it up and washed it off, and I saved it for this Friday.
Yeah, I showed up.
He couldn't get away from this one, man. It's something for the tell story, I guess I'd tell it.
Not the hook, line, and sinker.
Corvette Eric went out there on the scene with a chip on his shoulder and his head high. He just knew 130% he was finna whoop some ass. The man went out there with some old dry, rotted ass slicks on, and he been running around town burning rubber for the fella showing out. Went out there with them goddamn slicks on. Got in the lane. He ready to do his burnout. The other boys in the other lane, they got the equipment from the, they bought from Route 66 out there prepping their side of the track.
Hold on, Eddie.
They over there hooking and booking. He over there spinning and ain't going to be no winning when you spin. They lined up and everything. The man jumped Eric up out the gate by about 2 cars. Eric went out there, moved about 30 inches, and all of a sudden he went up, and RPM went up so high, the car computer cut the car off. Yes, sir, cut the car off. So when it came back up, it was way too late. They were bye-bye, baby. So the man going out there, not being a little more careful about what he do, he in the way that money like that and getting everybody broke. I'm going to have to fry his ass, boy. I got to put his ass in the grease.
Can you tell me, hold on, who was that? Who's this in there, baby?
Chuck, tell the stories, man. Let Chuck do it.
I can't help him, but I'm getting the job done, dog. I'm still getting the job done. And I wasn't through with his ass yet. Hold on, I ain't through with his ass. And I think he got out there and got his ass whooped, dog. You know what he did? The dumbest shit that a motherfucker that want to go back and ever do got telling everybody why he think he lost. I got a broken shot. I did this and I did that. Man, you supposed to be like, well, next time I need a spot. Man, I got to fry his ass again. Double dip. Double motherfucking dip on his ass, goddamn. Yeah, I ain't never went to cooking school, so I know Chuck and I'll fry me and everything, you know, but hey, when he ain't there, hey, the people just got to say, oh, this shit wasn't right this week. I come back and I say, you know, I don't want to run the customers the way I fry, but let's get on to the next frying session. Oh, man. March 31st. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Never thought it was going to ever happen, but it did. God damn it, Terry old chicken man.
Oh, not the chicken man.
Look out. Charboil that motherfucker.
They really locked in. Yes, sir. They really locked in. They got out there, man, the first time. They was lined up. Terry old and put about 900 a 900 pill in that old Monte Carlo. He got up there, boy. He jumped. He jumped and took on and went all the way down the eighth of the mile. He got about halfway through the eighth of the mile. All of a sudden, you see him look like he was on fire. He smoked up the whole street. Lucky it wasn't hot outside because mosquitoes would have been in trouble, goddammit. He'd run all the mosquitoes from around there.
Lord have mercy.
He turned around. He went back. He went and checked out his car and everything. Akil sat patiently right there in that same spot. He didn't move one inch forward, one inch backward. He stayed right on the sideline. I guess it took about, what, 20 minutes or so, maybe less. I don't know. Chicken man pulled back up there. He get into a burnout. He did a nice old burnout. But I got to tell you, boy, when Chicken Man swung up out of there, boy, it looked like he carried the wheels on that old Monte Carlo. He pulled and looked back right. I was just watching a video. But to me, it looked like he put a gap out the gate and then looked like he was also pulling on down away from the kill a little bit. All of a sudden, y'all know, remember he went smoking down the track? Trans fluid had to be on the track. That's what I believe the trouble was. I don't know because I ain't test the track. But anytime you go down the track and you smoke, they going to go check it. It's like about right where he started smoking at the last time, all of a sudden you hear the RPMs on that old Monte Carlo with the screamer.
Not the
10 grand. Yes, sir. Man. Went
no transmission fluid.
He got back over there. Yeah. He got back over to his lane. Akil said, hey, I know I'm going to have to go around this man because it might be some bullshit. So Akil tried to go around the man. Terrio got back in that bitch. You heard the odds go off again. Next thing you know, they kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad, but they kissed. Akil mm-hmm. went on down there and got the victory. Oh, man. Terrio, you know I got to fry you a little bit, man, because you know you should have went down there and checked that street after you did all that smoking, man. I believe that was your mm-hmm. problem right mm-hmm. there, bro. Mm-hmm.
You got a good point.
Can't fry Terrio too hot because next time I go get some chicken or something for him, he might burn that shit up again to me. So, yeah, you like fried shit hot, motherfucker? Here you go. So, Terrio, I ain't going to fry you too hot, brother, man. Oh, man. Now here he come. I done did all the frying. I don't want to know if you got anything to add to this, brother.
Oh, man, that's fucking up.
Goddamn right, I want to know. Because after he lost the race, I heard he tried to fight a motherfucker with his weak ass.
So I want to know what the fuck actually happened
because I can't seem to find out what the fuck happened. So tell me, you get your ass whooped and you want to fight a motherfucker. That's wrong. So somebody tell me what the fuck happened. Huh? Hello?
Lord, how much?
Damn, what's wrong? I can't get a goddamn answer? Huh? Hello? Hello?
Somebody gonna tell you. Just hold on.
Hello?
I don't be on the motherfucking morning show. Don't nobody want to open their fucking mouth. Can't somebody tell me what the fuck happened?
Somebody
talking
to
you,
man. Somebody talking to you.
We really don't want to talk about that shit, but I will. I'll talk to you on the back line, but I'll say this. You know it couldn't have been because he got his ass whooped, because you whooped his ass in your car. A whole bunch of motherfuckers blowed his ass out in the car. It ain't got nothing to do with no race. It had something to do with he felt. Now, he could be wrong, but he felt like he went over in the man lane because transmission fluid. I guess his trans went out, transmission fluid. He was in his lane, so he lost automatically. So he felt like Akil shouldn't have tried to go around him. So he was mad. Shaquille tried to go around him and hit his cock. But Terrio was in his lane. So he hit it. He clipped it. So he said, man, why the fuck you ain't just get out the gas? You had already won the race. So I don't know if Shaquille jumped or said something. I wasn't there. And that's what happened.
That's the only motherfucker that told me something. I got it now. All right. Well, fry that motherfucking dumbass Terrio again, Eddie, for being a dumb motherfucker.
Lord, how much?
Well, Terrio fried
not the
dumbass.
Not the Lamont Stanford.
Hey. Hey, kid, that's the second time he pulled that shit, lost and talking about he didn't lose, motherfucker. You did that with Sunshine and them.
Lord,
dumb motherfucker. Shit, you need to make a motherfucking fryer talking about the Terrio special.
I'll be over your restaurant tomorrow, man. Don't
over fry my shit. Fry man, like I'm shit, not fry. Kissing that motherfucker ass. He fucked up, and he know it. Shit. That's all. You know, but as long as they all good,
hey, Jeff,
you know.
Can I ask you a question? Jeff,
yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I know you ain't scared to say it. How did he fuck up? I need to know.
From what you told me, he fucked up. He crossed the line and didn't want to let the man pass by, so he nailed the gas and the kill tried to go right around him. That's what you said. So he fucked up. You lost the race already.
Hey Chuck. You listen to
what?
The video. You hear the RPM go back up on the car. So.
All I seen was smoke, and I didn't know nothing about some shit happened later, you know what I'm saying? So he lost the race. The man tried to get around him just so he don't pull the fucking tech. You know what I'm saying?
But let me say this. If they kissed, they shouldn't have been racing because they were already into it.
Listen.
Hey, Chuck, let me say this, though.
They was into it. They shouldn't even be racing.
Chuck, let me say this in Akil defense. Akil said, man, I didn't want it to be no bullshit. Talking about it wasn't no race and all that type of shit. So I wanted to be a motherfucking ass.
So they both got their defense now.
Yeah, I understand that.
Let me say this. I'm going to tell you how I took that. Man, I really don't know all the rules. I didn't know I automatically won, so I'm trying to get around. But he should. I ain't going to say what he should do. I'm just speaking my mind. He should be mad enough to say, I don't know that much about racing, so I didn't know that rule. But that's what Akil basically said to me.
He was trying to win, and I didn't know that. I just heard that when he said it, that they was kind of into it. So they really should have just let that shit go by the wayside.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this, Chuck. You can ask Eddie. I've been telling them why they even talking to each other. I've been saying that shit for 8-9 months.
Yes, sir. That's what they had a problem with another. And that's what Skin told me. They had a problem, and Terrio didn't pay the man. And he said, I'm paying your bitch ass shit, you the bitch, this and that.
But Akil comes on the phone, steady playing with him every day. I don't know why. That's they fucking business. Fuck him in the ass.
If they was into it like that, they should just left it alone and went and race somebody else.
Hey Chuck, me and you bet, what did we bet on, a game or something?
Yeah. What did you bet on? I came and got my money for you.
A couple of football games or some shit like
that. Okay. We bet on a football game. Now, I'm talking shit to you, calling you a drunk, you bitch motherfucker, all of this shit, and you say, hey, Skin, leave me the fuck alone. I'm steady going. Now, I come in and say, hey, the kid, leave the man alone, get your money first. Kid don't listen to me. Kid steady, I'm still talking shit to you, Chuck. You say, bitch ass nigga, get it like Tyson. I'm not giving you shit.
Man.
Why am I still coming on the phone for a whole year talking about, Chuck, you bitch motherfucker, you drunk ass motherfucker, you ain't nothing but a drunk, and I'm steady fucking with you, and now me and you lock in the race. We let somebody else hold it so it won't be no bullshit. Now you done hit my motherfucking car. I'm tearing your ass up, or you tearing my ass up.
Oh, yeah.
You won't tear my ass up, because you already don't like me no goddamn way.
Hey, Ted, you know when you said it like that, it's a win-win situation for Terrio.
Terrio don't even give a fuck about the money. Terrio said he'll do it again. Terrio said he'll do it 1500.
Hey, when you said it like that, it's a win-win situation.
Shorty.
Don't give a fuck about that money. He wanted that ass.
Terrio don't give a fuck about that money, man.
Shorty.
Yeah.
Did anybody make out a police report?
They handled it like men. Kill came on the phone the next day and said, fuck that bitch. I ain't even chilling. Kill still talking shit, man. Kill won't even have it again. He got locked out in again. So, I don't know why everybody keep talking about it. Acting like it's a problem. Kill ain't acting like it's no problem. And Terrio was in there
talking to him, talking about, we gonna lock in. Is it correct? They talking to him. Yeah. Oh, he ain't one of them, man. Let the Monday old train, man. Shit. Don't stop whining about this shit. Hey, Shorty. Come on. Hey, Shorty, you heard what I said. I don't want to talk about it. I'm gonna bring it up. I brought it up, goddammit, because I wasn't around to find out until somebody said it was a little incident.
Well, you know what? You did the best job. Well done. It's all good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you just got to know who you fucking with. So, I mean.
Well,
know.
I just told you the story, and I bet I'm 90% accurate.
Yeah, I'm probably closer than that. You got a point, Shorty. He's about 89% accurate. He ain't 90. Well, you know what? Here's the problem. If a motherfucker don't pay you the first time, don't fuck with him the second time.
Good point. Good point, Chuck.
You know, you just let that motherfucker go. You know. Find somebody else.
And my thing is, I ain't gonna lie. I like when they be talking shit, but at that point, I told the kid, man, it ain't that you this and that and that. This man, leave that nigga alone. Terrio, my man, but leave him the fuck alone, man. We ain't fuck with him.
Yeah, that's all. You know, they good. They just need to just leave each other alone. You know, one ain't going to pay the other, so leave that shit alone, you know.
They talk about racism again, man. But they talk more sensible than I've heard them talking a long time. Nah, you know, it ain't no racist. Those two people need not be racist.
Back of their motherfucking mind, and all one motherfucker got to do is make one little mistake. It's on. Those two people need not be racist. Yeah, it's on.
Every motherfucker did me dirty,
that shit in the back of my mind. It don't take nothing but a second for that shit to come back up.
That's all. Hey, Chuck, so, I tried to defuse the shit for you. I said, hey, Kill, do you want to raise me? No, I want to fuck your son up first. I said, ooh.
Oh, man.
Y'all go ahead.
Not Kamala.
Yeah.
Not Kamala.
Yeah,
Harris.
Man, you know.
What you want to do with Kamala, man? Fuck Kevin.
Hey, y'all
so you had a feeling.
Motherfuckers might let
that
shit walk, but they don't forget that shit.
You said what?
No.
I said, you had an urge that something wasn't going to end up right.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you man, know, that's a premonition.
That's why, hey, Eddie, that's why I didn't say nothing, even though a kid wasn't going to trust me probably to hold the money no way. Man, they were finna put that money together. I said, oh, give it to them, give it to Shell. I said, give it to Mr. B. They give it to Mr. B. I don't know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got one question. Did a kid get paid?
Yes, he did.
Yes.
And he's on the phone the next day and said, bitch, you can't stop me from coming on the phone, bitch. I'm spending your money right now. Oh, he's coming down me now. You all right? You all right now? I got to tell the truth.
He was talking
jazzy, and Terrio was talking like a puppy. Terrio said, when do you want to do it, sir? When do you want to do it, sir?
No.
I was laughing my ass off.
No.
See?
I got to call Terrio and fuck with him now. No, it's all good, man. I just didn't know.
Yeah.
That's why.
Hey, you better leave Terrio alone, because you know he won't lock your ass in anyway.
Man, fuck Terrio. He ain't shit. He know he ain't shit.
Damn.
With damn one of them.
Whoa, nigga, watch your mouth. That's Terrio.
Man, don't nobody give a fuck about Terrio. That's why he running that Monte Carlo.
Oh, man.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck, where you been, man? I've been tanning ass up with Kamala Harris. Even Keith knows my name.
I ain't been home all week. I've been taking care of business, getting ready for Memphis.
Damn, man. I want you out there so you can say, give me the other side. You blew your ass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know what? All I can say is the motherfuckers come to Memphis, they better do it.
Ooh, wait. Not the unfriendly.
Hey, whatever show up, they gotta move. That's all.
Oh, we got a hand up here.
I can't wait to see all these motherfucking races get off, if they get off.
What up,
there
Chuck Luck and
you
y'all
open,
and
bro.
All that? What up? Hey,
oh,
Chuck,
what up,
brother?
Chuck.
Hey, Stereo.
Hey,
Stereo.
Listen.
Hey, Stereo.
Listen.
Hey, Stereo. You can't win a race, so you gonna try to beat a man up?
No, Chuck. The only thing I'm gonna say, and I'm not even
come on, man.
Listen. What happened the other day was nothing about racing. I'm just gonna say that it was nothing about racing.
All right, but
that's
you know what,
Terrio? Racing,
I didn't know you and Akil. I mean, what you call him, had some personal issues, and y'all should
it was nothing about racing.
Alone.
Chuck, it was never nothing about racing, and that's all I'm going to say. And like what Shorty said, Big Eddie was on the phone. A lot of motherfuckers was on the morning show on the phone.
Just me and you. Ain't nobody. We in the private room. You set the motherfucking trap, and he fell for it, didn't he?
No, there was no trap. It was never a trap, Chuck. It was never anything like that there. It was a situation where your stress tone or whatever is going up, and you have a reason on doing what it was for, and that's all it was. It wasn't about, and see, like Shorty and Eddie, you know, me and him have been betting before, and we never had a problem. And it was just one of them days, something was going on. I tell the man to come get his money at the restaurant. Shorty kept telling him, Akil, shut up, go on over there and get your money. Man, fuck this nigga, this, that, that, another. And then I remember what it originally steamed from.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what, man? Blah, blah, blah. and it was that. But what happened was not about racing, man. And that's why
so much stuff is getting mixed up into it. Yeah, well, I don't know, man. You set the motherfucking trap, and he fell right into it. It's all good, though, dog. He ain't going to do it no more.
Well, I think the moral of the story, everybody learned from it, myself included. At times when you got an issue with nobody that you just said it from Jump Street, you shouldn't be fucking around it anyway.
Yeah, you shouldn't be fucking around anyway. Hey, Terrio. Terrio. I still want my motherfucking money you owe me, chump. I ain't forgot.
Well, if I owe you, listen, Chuck.
Invite me to the motherfucking restaurant. I'll be over there and get my shit.
Listen.
No, man. Hey, man. I just want y'all to straighten that shit out, man, because I don't want to be reading about you motherfuckers tomorrow, man.
I understand that. The man, like Shorty said, he talking about racing again, damn near. Locked in again yesterday and all that. It wasn't about the money because the money was put up on the finish line. It was in a neutral part of the game. So it was never about the money, and it was never about the race.
That's why you got to watch motherfuckers when you got personal shit against them. You know, you ain't supposed to be running that motherfucker to that shit. Oh, man, I hope y'all get that shit straightened out, man.
Yeah, I believe it's straight. I learned from... The thing, like I said, if you're big enough to accept, life is a learning experience on everything. And one of the things that I learned on this is if you got a problem with somebody, you shouldn't be fucking with them. That's all.
That's all I said on that issue.
But then on the other issue, what relies on you, you got a motherfucking problem because you told me if I catch you at the track,
I got three in the cutout. Yeah.
And guess where I'm going to be at?
I'm going to say it again, motherfucker.
On the 24th. Guess where I'm going to be at on the 24th.
Hey, Terrio, if you catch me anywhere you at, you got that motherfucking race.
Okay, well, hey, guess where I'm going to be at on the 24th of April?
I hope you be in Memphis, motherfucker.
Oh, I love that. And remember, I got my three cut out.
Man, I don't give a fuck what you got.
Okay, hold it. No. You got to give a fuck. Because that, you know, me and you, we done had a race. And we had no problems. We loved each other. We hugged them and kissed them and squeezed them and everything. I could get some money over there to Shorty.
No, Terrio.
And you could lock that in. You could lock that in. Eddie. Put out that quack down.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
Call it.
Listen to me. I don't tell what I'm going to do until the week before the race.
Listen, Eddie. Eddie, do you hear this? We got
I just told you, Eddie, I knew I was gonna catch him.
I want that duck sound. I love that duck sound. Put that duck sound.
I don't give a fuck.
I told you you got what I told you.
Okay,
hold it. You said if I catch you at a trap, Mr. Man, guess what?
That's what I'm gonna be there.
Okay, now we can go through all the red tape and everything.
It's no need in
do
talking about.
You know the
about,
way. Hold it. No, I know that. But do you remember? If I remember correctly, we locked in on an Eddie show or something, just like tonight, and you rushed 3,000 over there. You didn't have to give them but 1,000, but you a bitch shot, and you rushed 3,000 up over there.
Terrio,
Huh? Stereo. Huh? Hold on. Let me talk to him. Yeah. Let me talk to him for you. Let me talk to him for you for just one second.
Oh, shut the fuck
he
up, Eddie.
Let
the man talk. Let the man put his foot in his mouth again, Eddie.
What I'm talking about. There you go.
Hey, Eddie. Let the fucking foot in his mouth again.
That's what I'm talking about.
Y'all
gonna
put that's all
he got to do.
That's all
he
got to
do.
Need
okay,
to talk
hold
to
on. Okay.
I'm talking
this
material.
Do. The way you had told, the way you did that night, you said, Skin, where
hey,
you at? And Skin said,
I
wherever.
Rushed that
you
money.
Rushed him 3,000.
And you know what?
And then he had
when
my 1,000. I will
hey,
give
hey.
Him my 1,000 again tonight.
That's a month away, Terrio.
That ain't no month away. We're
going to both be on the property.
We already.
I said the same thing. If you catch me at a track where you at, you got the same motherfucking race. Now, you understand that, right?
Oh, somebody fell off.
Probably that scary well, ass period.
We here.
That preacher was.
Hey. You got to worry about Zay. You don't need to be worried about me, motherfucker.
What up, Chuck?
What up?
Got it.
Damn, who knocked everybody
yeah,
off, Eddie?
Nah, he there. Yeah. Terry was still there. I don't hear him, though. That was Preacher Boy
that left, but Terry was still there. Hey,
when
hey.
When I seen that
flag, he worried about the wrong shit. He better worry about
Zay. Oh, man.
As they say, he ready, goddammit.
What up, kid?
Hey, what up? Well, it's damn sure one thing about it. They ain't got but three more weeks.
That's right. They ain't got to worry about it. Hey, Eddie.
Damn,
you better learn how.
Huh?
When I ain't around, goddamn, you better learn. You better worry about how to fry a motherfucker. Otherwise, I'm gonna call nephew back.
Oh shit!
Hey, I think I did pretty good, and nephew ain't gonna talk on my show. You done pissed him off.
Well, it was half his show till you fired him.
Damn.
Hey kid.
That's all you got to do. I'm back now. That's all you got to do. We can stone because this is today. Today is the third. Today the second. But really, in 2 hours,
we're
gonna be April 3rd. 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Thank you. Quack. I've been waiting for this day. I just said, boy. Hey, man, is this like Big Eddie? How you on the schoolyard?
Hey.
And this at? Hey, man, he going to be coming down that street that right down there.
Hey,
you going to see him, Terrio, and you going to catch him.
Let me ask you something.
Yes,
let me ask you something,
yes,
Terrio. What day you got to race, Zay?
Saturday.
Okay. That looks like some Friday action, then.
Yeah, because I like. No.
No, it'd probably be Friday, Terrio. Friday.
No, because see, I got him for 105, and I'm probably going to get you for like 3 or 4. You know, I get that 5,000 first.
I got some more shit going on, but I like to do your ass Friday night.
Yeah. I
like early.
More or less.
Like early.
Nah.
About 5 or 6 o'clock Friday.
Are you talking about off the trailer like we did?
What the fuck? I never run off the trailer.
I didn't know that, man. Goddamn, man.
No, we never run off the trailer. We never run off the front office drill.
Where did this we come from? I'm not asking you about Most Wanted. I'm going to ask you about Chuck Luck.
Okay, I never run off the trail.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. I didn't know
you
that.
You seen me make a shakedown before I raced your ass, didn't you?
No, I didn't. Once I got there, I guess you done whatever you had to
do.
Well,
I did. That's because your ass is always... That's why you always late,
before.
Motherfucker. You miss everything. Friday sound good, though.
No, man, but see, man,
I got an open spot early Friday.
Nah, I'm not planning on coming down there until, like, Friday, maybe Saturday morning. See, I'm flying.
But your car will be down there.
Your car will
be there. We're just spending fucking money, that's all.
Yeah, that ain't no problem, but I want to see it. Yeah, I want to
see
it.
Saturday going to be tight, but Friday look real good early, like 5 or 6 o'clock.
I'm talking over with them Saturday. All
right. Well, you call me, motherfucker, 5 or 6 o'clock Friday night.
I like that. Ooh, wait. Ooh, see, I told you, hey, Chuck.
You ain't going to like
lifetime,
it.
This is one thing about life, Chuck. Be careful what you ask for. It may come true.
You
and your wildest dreams, Eddie.
You still
asking
for a win and you ain't got one.
Why not? Why come I have it? Why come I have it?
You still asking for a win with that with Boo Magic and you ain't got one.
Little Derek was
gonna peel your head off till he went sideways, but it's all good, man. It's all good.
There you go. There
hey,
you
hold
go.
On, hold on, Terrio. Hold on, Terrio. Hold on. You talk to your people and see if we can do it early Friday.
Okay, and it is. I
got
three to cut out, right?
We got a lot of shit going on Saturday, so.
Okay.
So early Friday be good.
I still got that three to cut out. Okay.
Yeah.
Was it four or three? I think it was four.
You want four?
Going on,
Debbie had
another 1,000. I like that.
If you want four, it's $1,500 a car.
Oh. So I guess the COVID prices it went up by.
You got damn right. It costs a lot for that diesel. Spark plugs went up. Hell yeah! I'm trying to make my money
man,
back.
Yeah, hey man, how did those spark plugs jump from $2 to $4.50, man?
I don't know. I use AC Delco. They still 139.
Okay, AC Delco. Yeah.
What, you think I'm lying, Eddie?
No, I just heard.
Yeah, I know you lying.
I thought all of them went up. I heard
hey,
one
hey.
You
think
Eddie,
I'm lying? You can go
Eddie,
there.
Eddie.
You can go over there and take the hood out and pull that motherfucking plug out, and you'll see what's
I
in there.
You, Eddie, he used AC Delco on the tow vehicles and all that shit. That motherfucker ain't got no AC Delcos in that motherfucking
standard. I bet you I do.
I'm going to bet you you don't race with no AC Delcos. Hey, man, you got to watch this duck, man. This duck is slick,
Hey, kid.
Yeah. What up, Chuck?
R45 LTS6.
Oh, man.
Yeah, okay. Talk his ass off.
You know what number that is. Fuck about
that. Put that duck call out there.
Said,
I love that duck call.
R45, man.
R46 LTS6.
Oh, LTS6. So that's not a resistor plug?
Man, I can't give up my motherfucking secrets. I done told you too much, motherfucker. That's only for a car that don't have no reverse, though. So you can't use that shit.
Oh, man.
Hey, the big son of a gun say he gonna knock you off that motherfucking laughing rocking horse.
Hey, Kimo.
Mm-hmm.
You only drink once a month, and I know you ain't drinking tonight, so don't fuck up.
That motherfucker ain't drinking no more. Kimo ain't doing neither one of them, man. That motherfucker gone to sleep. Go back to sleep, Kimo. Huh? If I come over there and get some food, man, don't burn my shit up. That was Chuck burning you up. That wasn't me, man.
Lord have mercy.
I didn't even hear myself get fried, man. I didn't even hear, man.
Yeah, he tried to fry you. I tried to double dip your ass, but he wouldn't do it.
He burnt your ass to a crisp.
Hey, man. That's okay. That's okay. I got to get my hit back from Chuck some way, somehow.
Yeah, you had.
You headed in the right direction. 57 to 55.
Your crew, y'all got some tall shoes to fill. Well, not tall shoes to fill, but y'all got a hell of a fucking itinerary over down there by the toll rate.
Yeah, we got a good one.
How's it feel to always be sitting in one of them hot seats, man? Well, see, Chuck, can I answer this for you, Chuck? Please, Chuck, we ain't in no hot seat.
Can I?
Kimo. Thank you, Chuck.
We not in no
Chuck,
hot
let
seat.
Me answer, okay. answer, so, let me answer it a little bit better for you, hold on, Chuck.
Chuck, let me know what Kimo's saying. What are you saying, Kimo?
You know, y'all got that 1 on 20. Y'all got
yeah.
I see the old Tate just posted up the old Bigfoot race. Now
you boys got
some star studded cast to sit and get up there with, you know, like how it feel to be sitting on that platform.
It looked like another day in the office to me. Yeah.
Mm. Oh man. Okay.
Now,
are y'all
which one is
your car and take car or?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay.
But
Kimo,
I'm taking.
They racing.
I'm taking five bets right now. Who you want to bet against? Yeah.
Hey, Chuck. I don't even know who y'all got with that I ain't never seen that car. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Got the Mustang Friday and the Young Money car Saturday.
Right. See, that's Young Money East Coast. I don't even know that guy.
Oh, okay. Well, whoever he is, they're gonna be in for a rude awakening.
Yeah, y'all got some big, I mean, I'm talking about y'all damn near like some of the stars of the show out there. I mean, you know what I mean.
Man, no, hey, we ain't trying to be no motherfucking stars. We just trying to race, you know. Everybody show up for the race is a fucking star, you know. That's all.
Well, let's just
so I'm a star.
Y'all got some of the heavy. Y'all got some of the big publicity races over there, by the cold race.
Yeah. It might be, but we ain't did shit all last year, so we back out. That's all.
Y'all coming out swinging then.
Might as well kick it off right.
You got any lock-ins?
Yeah, I got some action coming, but I ain't saying shit till a week before the race because I'm trying to get some more shit done.
Okay.
I'm trying to get this one Friday night if Terry will come on with his punk ass.
Uh-oh. I'm not. Back in the pack. What up,
Chuck? What up, Leon? Hey, Kimo.
What's up, Chuck?
If you get them ass down there Friday, I'll do his ass, too.
Hold on. Hey, Chuck. We're having a serious conversation, man.
All right, Kimo. All right. My bad. I could do him and Terrio about an hour behind each other.
Good God, oh my.
You know what's crazy though, Chuck? Terrio gonna be there, and he ain't trying to oblige.
Yeah, I'm just telling him. Sad it look tight, but we can get it on all day Friday. So I don't know what the fuck his problem is.
He ain't got no nuts.
Boo Magic gonna be just like that motherfucking Monte Carlo, a duck. What up, Leon? What's up?
Not a lot, Chuck. I ain't making no noise. I'm just saying, what's up to everybody?
I see you got Roy car ready. Oh, shit.
Yeah, we got that big car for you. Hey, Chuck. And not only you got it ready, you cleaned that mattress up today, too. We ran through this time, but down them all.
Oh, shit. Somebody better watch out.
I'm stepping it off. You got to step in for me.
What's going on with your old teammate Tim House, man? Yeah.
I don't know what Tim House gonna do, Kimo. I don't know what he's doing. I ain't even talking to Tim House.
Mm-hmm. Start looking for him.
Hey, Kimo. Hey, Kimo, you know what? That race ain't gonna never happen no more, so we already know that.
You don't believe it? Okay.
Nah, it ain't gonna happen no more.
Fact up.
Yeah.
Leon was piloting that ship. Do you think would have happened?
Yeah. See, Leon won a race. That's all to it. You gonna win or you gonna lose? You know, if you don't feel like that, then you just gonna spend a lot of money to talk shit on the morning show.
Uh huh.
So, you know. Yeah. You got this shit. You gotta just race it. You ain't gonna win every goddamn race, but you gotta get out there and race. Yeah, that's they motherfucking $60,000-$70,000 sitting in the garage collecting dust. That's on them.
No way. So some of these guys need to go apply to go to War of the Wheels and shit now. What y'all call that? War of the Wheels.
Yeah, just like all the white boys got $100,000 cars and can't get out in 11 seconds. You know?
Damn, Uncle Larry, come on.
Yeah. All right, that'd be all right.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to learn to stay in their lane, shit. If you ain't a $5,000 nigga, stay in your $1,000-$2,000 class and you be fine.
Mm-hmm. I will.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with it, Eddie. Shit. You get more respect just racing than talking about racing.
Yeah. Well,
you know.
Hey, man, some of us in the $500 class, so y'all be careful.
Hey, Big Mark, it ain't nothing wrong with that. It's just as long as you racing and having your little fun with your car. Shit.
Hey.
Fuck what everybody else talking
is,
about.
Right. The best thing to do is do what makes you comfortable. Who cares about a 5 or 10 or 20 or 30 thousand dollar rate? That's not nothing. But at the end of the day, you have to go somewhere.
Yeah.
That don't make you no better than anybody else when you got that kind of money.
Yeah.
Hey, Leon, Jeremiah was on here looking for you, boy.
Hey. Ain't nothing he look for me. If he really want to get out, all he got to do is go and follow us tomorrow.
Leon, since you became famous, man, can I get an autographed picture of that Burberry 69?
Man, I ain't famous.
I'm
just like you. I'm just like you. I'm just like you. I just come up out the garage.
3 in the morning last night. Look, 3 in the morning last night, I can't sleep. I get up, I turn on YouTube TV, and what's the first thing I see? That goddamn Burgundy 69 riding on a parachute. I'm like, man, look at this shit here, man.
With the little oops drawed on the side.
I'm like, look at this.
Every time
I turn around,
it
pop up.
Hey, Big Mark, motherfucker, gotta realize whatever money you spend, you got to have a little fun with it and just stop bringing your shit to the track and let it stay in the stage and lane.
Right.
Have your little fun
man.
With your shit. Because ain't nobody going to win all the time.
When I pull up to that light for them little 14, 15 seconds, man, I am totally at peace, man.
Ain't
no bills, ain't no sickness, ain't nothing going on
about.
But getting to that
whatever
other
money,
side of the
whatever
other
money
damn
you lose, you ain't going to miss it.
Hey,
Mark,
we don't tell time. We don't tell times on this show, man. We don't tell times on this show. Hey, I ain't fast enough for it to make a difference. Well, your class racer, man, you know, hey, we don't tell time.
Can I ask a question? I just want to ask a question to Uncle Chuck.
Well, what up, baby?
Come on, Cap 18, baby.
Hey, listen. No, I just want to ask a real grown man, adult a question. When you walk through your house, you run your house. You don't run through it, do you?
No, I run my house.
You run your house, right. So you can do what the fuck you want to do anytime the fuck you feel like doing it, right?
Yes, sir.
Alright, then. Now the next motherfucker be on the bat line talking about me and all this old shit. Bitch ass motherfucker, I can do what the fuck I want to do on my own house, motherfucker. I don't live with no motherfucker. I live by myself with your stankin' ass. Stankin' bitch. You suck my damn
damn,
ass,
baby boy.
Nah,
damn,
what
you going, going off on?
How long you been holding that in?
Yeah, he like he had to get that off his chest.
I think he's talking to somebody in the house.
Is
that how you really feel? Damn right, baby. Shit, let it go.
No, man, it was all good, Eddie. No, I got a job, goddammit. I got to go to bed. Oh, we got a few minutes.
Hey, man, before you go to bed, man, bring me one of them bills.
No, motherfucker, gas too high. I email you one. I email you a picture of one.
Oh, man, not the email, Chuck.
I email that motherfucker to you. I ain't going nowhere. Yeah, I can't afford it.
Oh boy. Hey, Chuck.
Bro, I just got through watching Life, man. That shit crazy, man.
That's it. Hey, I'm watching that shit too, Kimo.
Hey, you see what he say? I done did it, baby.
Yeah, I got that shit on in the background.
Every time that shit come on, boy.
Hey, Chuck, whatever happened to that Buick that you used to race on the streets? Y'all used to race a 72 Buick on then y'all used to race a GS on the street back in the day. Y'all still got that GS?
No, that one's gone.
Hey.
We still got the white one, though.
Oh, do y'all?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I saw a picture of a GS, I guess it was somewhere between 70 and 72. I didn't know the motherfucker had a four-speed in it.
Yeah.
Had a four-speed. They had a Monte Carlo like mine with a four-speed. Like, who made the GS, man? Who made the GS? Buick. Oh,
okay. Why would y'all even answer, Kimo?
Hey, man. So bro, D. I thought I was right.
Why would y'all even answer, Kimo? Y'all fell right in there, bro.
We're going to get on his ass after that.
I was looking at that picture. I said I never knew a Grand Sport had a full speed in it.
Yeah. All you got to do is look at the VIN number, and you can tell what's original.
Wasn't too many of them had it.
Yeah. Oh, you done had that white one a long motherfucking time.
Okay,
yep.
Let me ask y'all.
What's so funny, Chuck, though? As many cars as we fucked up back in the day, look how much them bitches is going for now. Hey, man, saw going slow up, man. I didn't want to disturb. The highest motherfucker that, and didn't nobody like racing back then, Chuck, was Dodgers. Them bitches is drawing a bag right about now, man. You got any old school Dodge from down there 67 and 70, 71? Them bitches, hey, man, they could be rust buckets and that they getting 20,000 for them bitches and shit like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Who would ever thought them bitches was them old-ass cars would be going for that much money?
Hey,
now, man.
Much shit as I gave away, shit. I could
ain't
be
that a
rich.
Bitch. Yeah, if you only knew. Hey, Chuck, I done had so many 57 SS's Malibus. I used to get the jack, get a piece of 2x4, and put the bumper jack and put that motherfucker on the frame and stretch the quarters out to try to put a bigger
try to put a bigger tire under it.
Then fuck the car up for shit, man. Man, hey, it didn't give a fuck, Chuck. It didn't give a fuck.
You more, I heard you calling my name over here.
It was a bunch of them out there, shit. Now they scared, so, you know.
Hey, man,
you want some shit like that,
they usually could go down south, man, to find them old-ass cars, $400 and $500, man.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Everybody got one. They want an arm and leg for them motherfuckers, man.
Hey, and that car show ain't do nothing but fuck it up. The car show make a motherfucker, the car show, what's that, Barrett's Auto Action? They see them motherfuckers going for 80,000, 90,000, and people think that they could get 20 or 30 for them pieces of shit, man.
That's it. And they'll get them if they ain't a rug bucket.
Yeah, they get them. Hey, man, you look at that stuff, Chuck. Back in the day, I had a plum purple 70 Super B 440. Four-speed pistol grip, stick, Dana ring, and all that. I paid the high price of $200 for. And you see what that car going for right now.
Yeah, that car, there, whoa.
Hey, you got me beat because I ain't never owned a Dodge in my damn life.
Me either. Yeah, for $200, I had to buy it, man. I bought the car from a white boy who had a 70 Roadrunner. He bought the car. All he wanted was the briefcase. So when I got the car was I had to store a milk crate and drive the car home.
was nothing wrong with it. All I did was flip the car. I didn't keep it. Because I wasn't
yeah,
a person.
Yeah, people didn't like Dodges back then.
Yep.
Yeah, I was a Chevrolet Buick guy. My dad had a Barracuda. We had a Barracuda. What motherfucking Barracuda we had. My dad had, brother. But I didn't like it.
What year was it?
About a 67.
Yeah.
You know, no motherfucker had that long ass window. It was a guy on our block had a,
I think it was a 69 or 70 GTX. That bitch was fast,
yep.
too. Or at least it made a lot of noise.
Yep. Came with a 440.
Hey, Terrio, didn't nobody know because we gave every goddamn car we had away.
Man, I done gave away. Hey, I tell you what's going for now, also now. If a motherfucker get a 12 boat from anywhere from a 67, a good 12 boat, to 72, a good one, a stock 12 boat with a Posi red now going for damn near 1500, man. Them motherfuckers used to sell for $300 or $400, right?
Yep, yeah, you're right.
A stock 12 boat.
Yeah.
I found a 12 boat for that motherfucking Monte Carlo. It had an open rear, and I found a 12 boat. And that motherfucker cost me like $1,200.
Dumb nigga.
You know, this was the price. That's me.
Hey, Terry, a lot of them Monte Carlos back in the day had 12 boats in them, but they were open rears.
Right, but I just want the one together. Whether you can buy the unit, put in it. But I tell you, a lot of them had the 12 boat, but they had a 10 boat that they had the 8.5, the 7.5 carrier in it.
Yeah.
You find a lot of them that had, now one that had a funny one was Oldsmobile, I believe,
In
Buick, they didn't have no 12 boats. That they had a 10 boat. And now, they got them Grand National Rams posses. They got them motherfuckers going for $2,500.
Hey, Terrio. It wasn't no Oldsmobile. It was a Pontiac that had the funny one. It had the fun. The funny one had the Pontiac thing in it. The pumpkin was
no. You had a 10 boat. You had a 10 boat, and some of the cars that you thought it was a 12, but it was a 10. Yeah, I'm just saying the way that they rare now.
Hey, baby, I gotta say he right on that one. I bought a 68 and a That had a 12 boat in it, but it had that funny 12 boat, like you say, that funny 12 boat. This ain't no Chevy 12 boat.
Exactly. Yeah, them bitches now, any of them rear cop, let them old ass cop cars now is worth something if you have one. Yep, that shit didn't change now.
Those cars y'all talking about that had them funny rims, they wasn't original. It wasn't originally supposed to be that way. I can say that because my cousin worked for Chrysler for years before he passed. What happened is that, let's just say a car supposed to have a positive unit in it, but they ran out of positive unit. They didn't shut the assembly down. They'll put an overhead in there and keep it.
312, 65.
Their car supposed to have overhead in it. But
that's the Canadian ring you're talking about.
They would stick a pause in and keep it going. And when they just kept lying, well, that's why we used to call them freak of natures. That we used to call them. And that's how that would come about.
Yeah. Y'all don't woke me up. Nah, y'all done start talking about old cars. Y'all woke me up.
Oh, man.
Chuck, I heard Kimo over there. I just chose to let him go until the due season.
Hey, D, I saw a goddamn a picture of a goddamn Grand Sports with a goddamn four-speed in
it.
Yeah. I never knew they had them.
I actually had more than 50
very
had.
Few of them.
Hey, kid, they made motherfucking 80 and 81 Malibus with a 4-speed.
Yeah. It was more than you would think.
80 and 81.
Not only in certain areas.
And they had them with a 3-speed with a turbo. And the Monte Carlo 80, 81 had a 3-speed with a turbo.
3-speed with a turbo?
Yeah, three-speed on the floor with turbo.
With a turbo?
Yeah. With a turbo.
And a reverse valve body. They had a fucking reverse valve body in them, too.
And an 80 or 81?
Somebody
lying. Fucking right. Yeah.
With an 80 or 81?
That's where you get the reverse valve naked.
Somebody lying.
No.
You're right.
I bet you a lot.
They came
with reverse valve body.
Yeah, what up, Chuck?
Did any of those cars have a fucking turbo on them?
Yeah.
Not that I know.
That's right.
Chuck, it was a goddamn four-cylinder.
Somebody lying.
They didn't. 80-81 Malibu came with a 262, a 265. A 267, a 307, and a 305.
You can pull it
it's
up
the way
Google.
You
ordered them. Hey, Chuck,
they had five motors
hey,
in the same
up.
Car.
Hey,
none of them was work
up.
Shit.
Hey, Uncle
and
Chuck
none
up.
Of them was a
was
turbo.
A, hey, Uncle,
I'm
a pen if you ordered it that way.
If
you
if
ordered
the Monte Carlo, Hold on. If it had a legal VIN,
mm-hmm.
Then it did not have it.
Old man said one.
If it had a legal VIN number, it did not have it.
Hey, D, let me ask you this then. I know back in the day, Buick had the 400. Then Chevrolet came out with the 430, right? No, Buick had the 430, right? And Chevrolet had the 427, right?
Big drop.
Now, let me ask you. The Wildcat that had the dual carburetors on it, was that a pretty rare car now? If you find one,
it would be rare. It was a 455. It would be rare. Yep.
That was a weird. That was a 426 weird motor.
Well, how did you like that 427? The 427 that Chevrolet brought out.
That was one of the best motors they could have made. 430.
Was it?
It was
that
good.
Was
it was heavier.
That deal was heavier than the 54?
Well, the only thing, 430 was the great motor. The only thing wrong with every Buick motor, the motherfucker can't keep oil pressure.
Yeah, they got a weak oil system.
Actually,
the dayoil pump was out front. It was right up front.
Tell you guys a secret.
You made a lot of torque. That's all.
General Motors said the best bore stroke they ever came up with was the Buick bore stroke. Yeah, that's the best one they ever manufactured.
Yeah,
like
yes,
Chuck said,
just
all
keep the oil pressure up.
If they could have done something with that oiling system, they'd have been all right.
Yeah, they'd been all right. That was the only thing wrong with the car.
Oh, they
couldn't
the
keep the oil.
Hey, Brody,
I think I can do something with it. I'm gonna try to do something with it.
I had an 86 Buick Century. It had a a Grand National mode in it, okay? Only thing it didn't have in it was the turbo. I had digital dash, I had console in the flow, and my daddy worked for Buick, right? So they ordered the car like that, right? They ordered the car, and I just come up on the car. I don't know what I paid for the car. I had the car painted and all this, so touchscreen, everything. Don't tell
me. Touchscreen.
No, hold on, one second, brother. If you got the money to order the shit, and then I buy it, then it's something different.
Well, let me ask you this here. That they said that fuel injection, y'all. That they said fuel injection came out like in 1967 or something like that.
Came out when?
That they said fuel injection came out in like 57 or 53.
1957 Chevrolet Corvette. 1957 Chevrolet Corvette.
I'm saying, I'm looking up a Chevy.
That's some bullshit. Boy, I had some shit. Nigga, I had some shit in my life.
You had.
So, and I'm young.
So what y'all saying?
Young, I ain't fucked up. I'm out of line.
What? They came out with fuel injection in 57, but they didn't fabricate it. They didn't get it right until years later, right?
It came out in 1957 on the Corvette.
That's 1957. That's the one Elvis Presley had. That's the one Elvis Presley
had
in 1957. Right.
I don't know what the fuck Elvis Presley had.
Yeah, but you don't go to car shows.
Is that a movie?
Kid, you don't go to car shows and stuff like that, so you wouldn't know about knowing about the cars. You drag race, so. Which is fine. I get that.
What does car show got to do with it?
No, what I'm saying is what you do is you have to talk to the people that actually own the car.
You know what? Hey, Eddie, you know what's fucked up? I got a motherfucking 2017 truck, ain't got a touchscreen, and baby had one in 75. I'm fucked up.
Oh, man.
I had digital dash and a touchscreen ready. It wasn't even no column shift car. The motherfucker had a console in the middle.
Lord.
Hey, the fuck wrong with you? Lord.
Was it an Alpine or a Kenwood touchscreen?
Lord have mercy.
It was a Sony.
I bet you a motherfucking lie. Bitch ass nigga, who all the fuck is talking? I guarantee you. Nigga,
that's funny.
I ain't gonna lie to you, nigga. I bet you a lot. Yeah, you just voodoo all your ass, motherfucker. I bet you your wife run your house,
bitch.
Oh, motherfucker. Pay some bills,
motherfucker.
Hey, baby. Oh, baby, y'all made baby leave, man.
God damn.
Hold on. You know what's fucked up, Eddie? He had a motherfucking 75. He had a 75 Buick with a touchscreen, and the calculator wasn't invented.
From the factory.
75.
He said, all you had to do is order it.
The calculator didn't come out to 75.
I swear.
Y'all just jealous because the man had a car of the future.
God damn. That's fucked
no,
up.
Y'all hating on him because he had a car of the future.
He had a DeLorean, huh?
Yep.
He had an early model DeLorean, huh?
Oh,
boy. Yep. Y'all gave me a headache behind that. That man said 75.
Hey, man.
Damn, what was
that
I doing in 1975?
That got that baby a trip.
God damn. You got a
motherfucker.
He made that one up that time.
The reason he was able
to get a concept radio a dash because his daddy worked at the place, so he was able to order.
Man, concept my ass, man.
Goddamn
they didn't have that shit, man. Hey, kid had a clean ass 77 cousin. Hey, kid, your shit had a touchscreen in it?
Nope.
And that bitch had everything in it.
Yep. Except for a touchscreen.
Yeah, except for a touchscreen.
Oh, boy.
Y'all can't be back and be alive.
Guess what? She ain't gonna get the shit that you want.
Sit your punk ass down.
That's right, baby. Damn right.
Lord, that must
tell us again.
You did.
Motherfucking mate. Fucking mate.
Whatever liquor they sell, them liquor, they need their ass whooped. Oh, man.
Damn. Damn, he
oh,
all
boy.
Baby all over. See what's going on.
Oh, boy. Y'all
had it, man. These niggas crazy, man.
You know, Leon,
you can pull something out of, you said, in the junkyard out of 75.
Window touch screen. Lord,
that motherfucker had a cassette and a goddamn 8-track.
That's how you gonna find this stuff or AMF.
I tell you what they did come up with though. That my brother had a 78 Buick LeSabre with the turbo that they started putting the turbo in. 78
Hold on, let me get you off this plane.
I was
2 years old in 75.
Damn.
That's it. They had a touch screen.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Some people have all the luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, done it. I was mad. Just, they done it. I was 9 years old, so. Yeah, he bad as a motherfucker, boy.
He's better off. Said he had a motherfucking full speed, goddamn it. What's it called?
Yeah, he bought that goddamn thing. And they had a little slide door. They had a little slide door where you could put the console over, the stick over, where you could race it. It had 1, 2, 3. It had, what was that, that dual gate trans? I mean, it had that little dual gate.
Yeah. All of them had.
It was admitted. Did they?
Pontiac.
And that was rare. Yeah. I didn't
view it. All of them had dual
Cutlass. Hurst.
Oh, yeah.
Hurst Cutlass.
Hurst, yeah. The Oldsmobile, all of them had dual gate if
you get it. Oh, okay.
Y'all know Blue that man said he bought Dick. That man could have came and said he bought Dick Landon 4 feet. I might would believe.
Oh, man.
Hey man, do you remember back in the day that once we used to get a Vega converter?
Yeah.
Get a converter. Oh, man.
Hey.
Oh,
still,
man.
Fill them right out the junkyard.
Yeah.
And the steering box. And the steering box.
The little chin-ass converter. Fill them right out the junkyard. Yeah, man.
Motherfucker get a Vega converter and figure they had it, baby. But that was the fun thing about racing, man.
Hey,
get real.
Yeah, what up, Chuck?
Hey, remember that 67 Camaro I bought from your boy? That was a 67 with a clutch turbo in it.
Yeah.
That was a bad motherfucker. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But see, that was the fun part of back in the day when we actually did hand-on our shit. Today's man, shit, these motherfuckers coming out the factory, and these kids going quick.
Terrio, I bought some shit I didn't know nothing fucking about.
Hey, Chuck, that back in the day, once I came in
Chuck.
That shit, motherfucker Bob, that Kenny on Western, what was the name of his shop that everybody was running to?
Big Jim.
A motherfucker would tell you, hey man, get you a dual port distributor and everything, man. And a lot of motherfuckers don't remember, Chuck. We used to set points with a matchbook. I used to get a matchbook instead of the Philly gauge and set the points with that motherfucker.
Hey, why you didn't tell us that motherfucker Camaro had a grid in it when you bought that 67 Camaro? Why you didn't tell us that a grid?
Oh, man.
Hey. It had a 468 with two 660s in it and a Turbo Terry clutch. Turbo clutch.
Yep.
Clutch turbo.
And touchscreen.
I don't even remember what kind of ignition was in that motherfucker.
Stop it. Hey man,
the man had to be an Axel or the Maverick.
It's 660 with a tunnel ram in it. That bitch is nice though.
Axel or the Maverick.
Yeah. I think it was a Mallory kid.
It probably was.
Yeah.
And Kemp, I sent you a text. See if it came too.
Damn, Mark. You know I'm sitting up here drinking. Now you want me to look at my goddamn phone.
And you got yes, stuck over there searching the goddamn internet by the motherfucking by the touch screen. And
you remember, man?
Oh,
we used to get they used to tell us this rectangular port head for the 468. Man, they don't get the oval ports, man. You want the rectangular ports. The motherfucker gonna breathe better because they used to have an oval port head for the Chevy.
Oval port and rectangular.
Yeah.
What
was they? 781. You had the 781.
Used to get you a bit block and bore that motherfucker 60 over. You want a 468. Chuck said it.
Yeah.
Get it the 468, man.
That little old car used to run a fucking 1030 all day.
Hey, man.
It was flying back then.
We ain't know shit about hooking. Just put a big enough tire as you can get up under there and get you some trick shots. Them motherfucking shots that you would turn and click them. Them motherfuckers, you get them out of motherfucking the speed short. Then the store that we used to order out of then was, it wasn't Jed. It was the other one.
Super Shop,
but it was a magazine that you used to go order out of.
A 468 is a nice motor. I used to live right down the street from White Pit Stop, so I go right
y'all
there.
Remember Grant?
Yep.
Y'all remember Grant out there on 17th and Roosevelt?
Yep.
Yeah.
It
was
out there in Ballview.
We used to get parts out of.
Yep. Out there in Ballview.
Track Auto.
Yeah, Track Auto has a little racing part.
Hold on. Track Auto sold touch screens. I ain't know that shit.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
Hey, Chuck, I'm going to get off the phone.
Hey, man, once they made that Yinko, did they have to send that out to get done up once they done the Yinko shit and all that shit?
Come on, Lincoln.
Oh, boy, y'all.
The Yinko came to Don Yinko as a SS 36375 Camaro with a quick.
But the Mr. Norms used to send them out, though. Mr. Norms
cool.
Up there on Grand used to do that shit. Then they
No. Mr. Norm didn't fuck with no Chevrolet.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
You remember Vefron?
Yep.
Yeah, we saw go get the gears from.
Yep. Ronnie Vefron.
Yeah, Vefron.
Yeah, that place was on 43rd, wasn't it?
Chuck, do you remember when the Boston Sun fell out? Over there on 95th and Roberts Road.
Yeah.
95th and Roberts Road.
Yeah.
And when they fell out, Old Man Ron was called for lunch. And the sun
had to get
three stairs down. His son out
right.
And pick up all the work that people come and see his father and buy all the rings and probably put their skin.
You had to get a police escort to go out there because y'all went out there.
Yeah, y'all went out there. That's right. Y'all went out there.
Better not be caught out there.
Yeah, you better not be running around there.
I sold them so many transmissions and power units, man. It didn't make no sense.
Man, who was sending me these crazy-ass texts? Somebody sent me a text saying in 75 that shit, they had full sized record players in them, not touch screens.
Oh, man.
God damn.
Hey, y'all rough.
I seen a touch screen back in that day he told about, but it was on Star Trek.
Hey man,
he can say whatever the fuck he can say. That man can say whatever the fuck he want to say. When the people had money, you can order the fuck you want to order. I'm just telling you what I had. And that bitch was cranberry. You get what I'm saying? And that motherfucker was pretty as all I do. And that bitch
was on the moon.
And that bitch could ride a little bit. You can say what you want to say. I don't know what the fuck you had, or whatever the fuck you bought. I'm just telling you about what the fuck I bought. I'm just telling you what the fuck I bought. Because your stacking ass probably couldn't afford it. And if you could afford it, they probably would charge your ass an arm and leg for it. Because you're outside looking in.
Get on the ass, baby.
I
can agree with a lot of shit you saying, but a touch screen in 1975, I ain't gonna go for it.
I let you guys talk. And then he say, man, I want to pay $16,000 for the car. They ain't paid number $5,000 for the car. Now all of a sudden they gonna get $32,000 for the car. Your dumb ass can't pay for the motherfucker. They gonna sell it again with your stupid ass. You fucking idiot.
Real steel.
Now that's real shit, nigga. Now with your dumb ass, nigga. I pay for shit. I buy shit. If you can't pay for it, if you can't afford it, guess what you do? You leave the shit in the garage about what you need to buy to get from point A to point B.
Real steel.
Lord, how much?
Dang. In other words, baby,
know,
say y'all don't
for,
fuck with this touch screen.
I work for my shit. No. Hey, Uncle Chuck. I work for my shit. And whatever my daddy gave me, guess what I did? I supposed to deserve it because I'm his son. Now, everything else I work for it, motherfucker. Now, get you some money, bitch. And one of you motherfuckers, I won't give a fuck.
And let them know again. Call them a bitch again. Get you some money, bitch. Yeah. That goddamn money, boy. I mean, baby, just tripping, boy. I ain't gonna let this shit go. Tell y'all what's happening.
You know what it is? I don't like bitch ass niggas be in the background and they won't actually step up and say nothing to a motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? I don't like that shit.
You like to know who's saying that shit, right? You like to know who's saying that shit.
Stop saying it to my face. Say it to me. Who you are. I don't know who you are. Now you trying to clown me. You call yourself trying to clown me. And then you sitting around here looking stupid because your bitch ass won't come up there and get slapped in your motherfucking face.
Damn.
Whoever the fuck you is, bitch. Now that's gangster.
My.
And you can see me any time of the day.
Baby done laid the law down, goddammit.
I don't think a nigga be throwing shots.
Like, the nigga be throwing shots and then hiding their hand and all that old shit. You ain't got to do that shit. Who the fuck you is? I don't even know who the fuck you is. Come on, man.
Take it easy, baby.
No, man,
yeah.
That's some bullshit.
You getting your blood pressure up, man.
No, fuck that shit. Fuck them niggas. I won't give a fuck who they is. They can suck my fucking
yeah,
with
yeah.
Now, bitch.
Ooh, wee.
Now get
tell
it up here.
Tell suck your dick in and play with the touchscreen.
No, they can suck out there and
Lord, how much?
This motherfucking baby crazy, man.
But they get that. But they sitting around here. Oh, they gonna hide behind the phone. They gonna like kids say. They gonna throw a rock and hide their hand and all that old shit. Get your bitch ass out here. Who the fuck you is? Who the fuck you talking to?
Who are you? Yeah. Yeah. Who are you?
Damn.
Well, y'all crazy, man. Y'all crazy.
It's the truth. It's the fucking truth.
They gonna learn not to be fucking
y'all
don't piss my homie off, man. Y'all don't piss my homie off.
We be listening to these hoe-ass niggas. We be sitting on the back line listening to these hoe-ass niggas. Oh, yeah. He said this, and he said that, and he said this, and he said that. Hey, man. If you a man and you call yourself a man, Terry, that's one thing I got respect about Terry. He a man. I said it to you. I ain't said it to nobody else but you. Get your ass up there. All that old faggot ass shit. I'm gonna crack a joke. I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that. Man, get your bitch ass out the way, nigga. You a hoe. You one of them niggas.
Hey, take it easy, baby.
I'm one of them niggas. You gonna no? They one of them niggas. They gonna sit around here and say, hey, Lee, I'm your man, but I'm talk to you later. And lo and behold, he ain't goddamn time to set my homie up for the killing. Come on, man. Hell no. Hey, you see what I'm saying though,
Yeah,
they gonna set the man up for the killing.
Set him up.
We don't go like that.
All right, Eddie.
Yeah,
I got to get the fuck out of here, man. It's my bedtime, man.
All right, Chuck.
I was born before 1975 when we still had a rotary phone. So,
oh man,
I ain't got no motherfucking touch screen to put me to sleep. I got to work
in the morning. 77. I was born in 77, and I know how to use a fucking rotary phone.
Hold on, baby. I got to ask you this then, baby. You said you was born in 77. You said y'all had a 76 with a touchscreen.
No, I never said that. No, I never said that, Uncle Chuck. I said I had
what'd you
a
say
87.
Then?
I had a 87 with a touchscreen in it.
Oh, I thought you said you had a 77.
I'm sitting around here talking and not
no, I thought you said you had a 77.
No, I never said that. I never said that.
Oh, okay.
No. I never said no fucking 86, man. I said an 87, man. It was an 87 50 with the fucking Deucey got the same fucking motor. He had the same fucking motor. In his motherfucking Grand National, I had the
not
same
the T-type
in my system.
T-type. Somebody,
you fucking right. You fucking right. Exactly. It's the same.
Yeah.
I didn't have no fucking turbo.
Somebody lying.
And it had no fucking turbo. I had turbo
T-type.
And everything in that motherfucker. I had digital dash in that bitch and every motherfucking thing. My daddy worked for Jerry Gleason and Stella Buick.
Oh, and
you had
Opark.
Digital
and Opark
dash.
Electric.
Okay.
They ordered certain cars. And when they ordered, if you got money, You can order what the fuck you want to.
Hey.
You can want you can order what the fuck you want to have. But you got
hey,
money.
Hey, baby boy.
You poor ass nigga ain't got no money.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Let me tell you a secret.
Hey, kid.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm listening to you, Uncle.
No, no, this serious shit. It wasn't. No, hold on. It was a digital dash. It was not a touchscreen.
I had touchscreen. Listen. When I got the car, it had touchscreen, Alpine touchscreen.
Not the one with the handle.
Come on, man. My cousin them has some.
Hey,
uncle,
man.
That was the shit in the 70s,
though.
Fuck out here.
Yeah, We put that motherfucker roll right up in the skate rink with it. Yeah, you got some clowns. You're right.
I remember that stuff, man. I remember that stuff, man. That's why I respect people, man. I respect my life, man. I respect other people, man. On the real job, I don't forget shit.
That's good shit. Boy.
Lord, have mercy.
They talking about the pullout.
Motherfucker walking around here with a whole motherfucking radio on your arm. Get your goofy ass. And then with your brick phone, you got a slim line. Goddamn it, talking slick out the mouth. Come on, man. Good God Almighty. And y'all goofy as fuck.
My.
Oh, my God. This is funny as hell.
Hey,
as the world turns.
Yay.
Did you have a Snapchat radio?
Huh?
Did you have a Snapchat radio?
Yes, I did.
Did you have to pull it out after you kept one in the house?
Hey, dog, I had a snatch out Sony, baby. I wasn't that damn motherfucker getting next to it.
These niggas forgot about shit. No, I respect certain shit, and I respect my elders. One thing I'm going to always do, I'm going to always respect my elders because I don't know more than what you know, Uncle Chuck. And I'm going to always call you Unc because you my elder. You know more than me.
Hey, baby, I don't know shit. But I know my viewers didn't have a touchscreen, but it's all good.
No, that motherfucker, it had a, I think that thing was like a six-inch, because ABC, my dad would go up to ABC and fuck with the boys at ABC on Cicero and Grand. And they had Clarions and they had...
right there on the corner, baby, Cicero and Grand.
Right there on the corner, man. Real,
baby said a motherfucking Clarion. God damn, boy, you went way back.
Yeah. Real, man. I know my music.
Sanyo, Clarion.
Oh, man, not the Sanyo.
Yeah, the Sanyo, God damn.
Don't even be knowing. Them niggas ain't even never bought no shit like that. Them niggas ain't paid no $700 for no fucking radio. They ain't paid no $500. They won't even pay $500 for a motherfucker pair of shoes. So pussy ass out here. What's the nigga name in the background? Yeah. With his bitch ass. Bitch pussy money.
Lord, how much?
$500 pair of shoes, bitch.
Damn. Oh, Lord.
My.
Nah, it's the truth. You're about woman, goddamn it, $500 worth of shit. You won't buy yourself $500 worth of shit. Get your bitch ass off the phone. With that bitch ass.
Can you hear me, Big Eddie?
Stop, you whole ass nigga.
Damn.
Can you hear me? Hold on, baby. Hold on, y'all. Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? I got something else for y'all for a minute here. It was these two guys, right? And it was a river there. And it was one boat, and only one guy could get in the boat. And so both guys were trying to get across the river, and both of them made it across the river, but it was only one seat for one guy, so both of them made it across the river. Can anybody answer that?
Man, we don't want to hear that shit.
Well, you don't want to hurt.
I got to ask for you. We ain't got no motherfucking rivers up here.
No.
What happened, unknown?
One of them ran into the boat, and the other one paddled across. No. No. Well, what happened was since it was one boat, one man can get in there, and both of them would try to get across the river, and only one guy could get in the boat at a time. So how they did it, one guy was on one side of the river, and the other guy was on the other side of the river. So after one guy got in the boat and got on this side of the river, so he got where he had to get at, the other guy got in the boat and went across to the other side where he had to get at.
Was the fat guy, the fat guy Eddie?
Oh,
well,
man.
You know, did you understand what happened?
Yeah.
Did he have to snatch out the boat?
Was the fat guy Eddie?
I don't know who he was, but I mean, you know.
Did he have a touch screen in the boat?
Oh man, not the touch screen.
I don't know. That's a game right there. That's a game. I don't know nothing about that game.
Yeah.
If you ever want to learn something, I'm 76. I'm 76 years old. I listen to y'all guys. And if you ever want to learn something, that's what you got to do. Sit back and listen sometime and keep your zipper closed.
Got a point there.
I'm finna let this motherfucker out. I'm finna let this bitch out. She at home now. I'm finna let this bitch out. I ain't gonna.
You got,
and I'm
you
going wrong. I'm going out like easy, baby. I'm going out like easy, baby. I'm going out like easy. Fuck a rubber. Fuck a rubber. I'm going out like
easy. Hell no, now you retired like Eddie.
Man, I have my own business, three of them. I used to sleep on $300,000, so, you know, I'm just listening.
That ain't what I asked you.
You asked me, was I retired? Well, like I said, I have my own businesses. I sold everything I had. I didn't have to retire. I had enough money to do what I got to do.
That's why you don't listen to everybody that talk, because they don't answer the question. They talk around the question. I ask them.
No, I heard what you said.
Like Eddie, and you just kept running your fucking mouth. So are you retired like Eddie or not?
Oh Lord!
Well, listen at this. I want to say this to you.
I don't want to listen. I want you to answer the fucking question.
Well, I want to say this to you. I don't use
crazy
language
to
you.
No, I don't want you to say nothing to me.
Well, guess what? I'm done because I don't use crazy language, so I'm done.
Okay, well, let's put it up all the time. So
see you.
Okay, I know you do.
Hang your phone up.
Okay. Well, I'm done. That's like I said, I'm done. Ain't a problem with that.
All right, well, you done. You. Hang your phone up.
See you to the Capitol.
Hey, man. Respect your elder, boy. Anyway, y'all, I'm going to get the hell out of here, man.
I can tell you one thing. People get on here and say shit. Sometimes they need to learn to take their own goddamn advice.
Oh, man.
Tell him again, Lee. Not close the zipper. Man, don't answer my fucking question with a question. Answer what I ask.